Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Black Dynamite. I'm here to recap the Raiders and the Chiefs Thursday night football game. And what happened in this game right here? The Chiefs lose 31-30 in a heartbreaker finish. You know, I have there's a lot to talk about in this game. Definitely a lot to talk about. Let's get it right into it. Now, we had some good things, and we also had the bad things. The defense. What has happened to this Kansas City Chiefs defense? The secondary is trash. The pass rush is trash. I mean, all phases of this defense has not shown up this year like they have in years past. We can't get to the quarterback. You dig what I'm saying? We can't hold receivers. You know what is wrong with this defense? Why have we fallen off the face of the earth? If we want to get to the Super Bowl, we got to clean this defense up. Bob Sutton, Andy Reid, get your players together. My goodness. Man, and now we can officially say that this Chiefs defense is trash. I hear a lot of journalists talking about this Chiefs defense is something scary. Now I think that narrative has changed. And this defense is pretty terrible. Terrence Mitchell, Phillip Gaines, Mike, what are you doing? Phillip Gaines consistently just getting torched by these receivers and these quarterbacks. Terrence Mitchell seems like he had potential, but looks like he's showing his true colors. You know, the first deep ball play Amari Cooper caught, that was definitely, and I'm gonna get to the refs in a minute, but even though Amari Cooper pushed off on that play, I mean, like, Terrence Mitchell didn't have to flop like that. Like, I think Terrence Mitchell, I mean, that wasn't a hard enough push that he had to fall down to the ground and give up that play like that. You know, nonetheless, I mean, it should have been an offensive pass interference, but, you know, he still could have contested that a little better than what he did, Terrence Mitchell did. But, man, this defense is atrocious. Now, let's get to the refs. I've never, in my four or five years being a Chiefs fan, have never seen that bad play calling by the officials. I've been a Chiefs fan since 2013, and I never seen anything like this. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the pass interference call, the first deep ball of the game, Amari Cooper pushing off on Terrence Mitchell. I know it wasn't a lot. I know it was just a little push. But come on, and then you can clearly see the ref. Go back and look at that play. You can clearly see the ref hesitating to put his hands up. He was about to throw the flag out there, but then he raised his hands for the touchdown signal. I was like, what is going on? That was a clear pass interference. The nigga was staring at it the whole way. The ref was staring at the play the whole, like he was right in front of it. You know? So, towards the end of the game, I was just stuck on the third down play that he could have extended the drive with. We'll be right back. like this Chiefs secondary is so horrible that, you know, you can, and then the pass rush is horrible too. So when you don't, when you're not getting pressure, any quarterback in the league is gonna find a receiver. Somebody gonna get open. So that's, I mean, both of them go hand in hand, the pass rush and the secondary. If you don't have a good pass rush, the secondary needs to be good. If you don't got a good secondary, the pass rush needs to be good. In this case, neither is good for the Kansas City Chiefs. And it showed they were exposed here tonight. They've been exposed since the Washington game, the Texans game, you know. But they were really exposed tonight. So they get to the red zone. First down. Daniel Sorensen, if his hand was just about 2-3 inches to the right, 2-3 inches stretched out, he could have deflected that ball, and we probably wouldn't even be talking about this right now. But the ball somehow ends up in the hands of the tight end. He makes the catch, spectacular catch. Three Chiefs draped around him. He still catches the ball. And at that point, I'm like, oh my goodness. It's 24-30 at that point. You dig what I'm saying?
So on first down, 7 seconds left after the 10 second runoff. After the penalty, I forgot what penalty it was. It's a quick pass to the right side to Amari Cooper, I believe that is. And he pushed off. I'm glad the refs got that. I'm surprised they called that play right. But he pushed off on Marcus Peters. They ended up getting another chance. I'm sorry, it was Crabtree who made the catch, my son. So they go to another play. Derek Carr over the middle. It's dropped, I guess. Penalty flag on the play. Number 38, Ron Parker. Come on now. And then if you look at the play, he didn't even have to hold in that situation. That was a good call. But Ron Parker, what are you doing? He did not have to hold in that situation. If he doesn't hold, we win the game. So next play, Derek Carr throws it to the back of the end zone for Cordarrelle Patterson, and he catches it out of bounds. But another penalty flag. It's holding on Eric Murray on that play, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, you cannot be this horrible. Like, this is just a bad performance by the Chiefs defense. So the next play, you get it. Derek Carr rolls out to his left, dumps it off to Michael Crabtree in the end zone. The Raiders stun the Chiefs in Oakland to end their 4-game losing streak. Ain't this some BS. And who was on the coverage? Terrence Mitchell. And I'm just like, my jaw literally dropped after that play. Like, if they can give me that many chances and the Chiefs would have stopped them with no penalty, I still would be talking like this. But they actually scored. And now it's just like all of those penalties really hurt us. And I hate this Chiefs secondary. I think Phillip Gaines, Terrence Mitchell, is somebody else.
I'm forgetting. Oh, and Eric Murray all need to get out of this game. Get off of this team. Especially Phillip Gaines. Phillip Gaines is the worst cornerback in the league. You know, it's not even close. Like, I don't think there's a worse cornerback in this league. Steven Nelson, please hurry up and get back. Tom Bahali, please hurry up and get back. Even though I know he might not change this pass rush, I don't think, nor Steven Nelson, nor Tom Bahali, I don't think they're going to make this defense immaculate. But, I mean, Steven Nelson gives something to this secondary. He's not the most dynamic player we got, but he definitely can help us out a lot. And, you know, this was atrocious. This was definitely atrocious. I'll get another, 11 days to think about this. If I was Bob Sutton, I wouldn't want to talk to nobody. Like, if I was a player on that defense or anybody on the team, I wouldn't want to talk to nobody. I wouldn't shake nobody's hand, wouldn't shake the Raiders' hand. But nobody, just leave me alone. I need to go home and put my face in some water. So, and also earlier in the game, Marcus Peters with a late hit on Derek Carr. First of all, he was called for unnecessary roughness. I get the unnecessary roughness part, but Derek Carr wasn't even like he was still on his feet when Marcus Peters came at him. He was just trying to make a play on the quarterback. Derek Carr was a runner in that situation. He had already passed, he didn't pass the line of scrimmage, but it was a designed run. He was a runner at that point, which makes him eligible to be tackled in any form or fashion. So, I get it. It's a hit on a defenseless player somewhat. I get the penalty, but I don't think that was too much. And then he didn't even hit him that hard. He got Derek Carr bounced right back up, ready for the next play. Marshawn Lynch running on the field, shoving the referees, and it's just chaos. Hopefully we can put this one behind us. Move on to Denver on Monday night, next Monday night. So now that we got the bad part out of the way, let's talk about the good. Alex Smith, another 300-yard game, 2 touchdowns, got the tip deep ball pass to Albert Wilson. Nice concentration right there, getting it to the end zone. I'm glad it wasn't picked. You got the deep ball to Tyreek Hill. You dig what I'm saying? The Chiefs offense looked great in this game. And they definitely did their part. I wish it would have translated over to the defensive side, but hey, it is what it is. Kareem Hunt, he bounced back in this game, having 100 yards from scrimmage once again. Didn't reach 100 yards in the rushing game, but he made up for with receiving. Yeah, man, this offense clicking on all cylinders. Tough loss. 5-2. I still think we still making the playoffs. We still, you know what I'm saying, might make a Super Bowl run. Alex Smith might win the MVP or Kareem Hunt, Rookie of the Year. You know, I still think we have a chance. We do have a chance. You know, don't count this team out just yet. But people say we're still going to turn into those 2016 Minnesota Vikings. I say shut the suck up. Because no, we're not going to turn into the... I refuse. If we turn into the Minnesota Vikings of last year, go 5-0, then the season goes downhill from there. I just don't even want to think about that. But we're going to bounce back against Denver next week. I know we are. I'm picking us to win that one as well. And anything else. The only game we might slip on is the Cowboys game. I had us losing that one, but now we might win it. But really, the rest of the season after that is very winnable. We got the Giants. After the Cowboys, we got the bye week. Then with the Giants, the Bills. You know what I'm saying? So it gets easier after that. So this was the recap. Chiefs lose 31-30. And this hurts. This really hurts. We're going to get through this. Keep your head up, Chiefs fans. Black Dynamite signing off. I will catch you for the preview of the Monday night game come next week. I might do a full NFL predictions for week 8. Give you my analysis and picks and predictions on the rest of the league and not just the Chiefs. So stay tuned for that. And this is Black Dynamite signing off.